Our helicopter lands in a clearing in the Lacandon jungle. We are amazed at the sight of three men who seem to have emerged from another era. They view the visitors with curiosity. They have long, black, tangled hair. They wear knee-length white tunics. They are barefoot. Government officials, local authorities, and traditional leaders arrive to show us the way of life of the Naha people, one of three remaining Lacandon tribes.
Es él, el señor Antonio Martínez.
Ah, Antonio.
Ah, bye.
Buenos dias.
Yeah. Buenos dias.
He's one of the oldest people. The oldest people in the community. He made all the rituals and the hills people. And all the magic things.
The Naha spiritual leader, Señor Don Antonio Martínez, is 83 years old. Director of Natural Reserves and Wildlife in Chiapas, Maria Teresa Vasquez, describes the ceremony Don Antonio is performing in the temple.
Killing, to wish that the people is ill, gets better soon. Only two people here in Naha and on the other side is La Canja can practice. Last old man in this area that can do it. The tradition is getting a little bit lost because the new culture.
The Lacandon are one of the most isolated and culturally conservative of Mexico's native peoples.
The Lacandones were the only Indians in Mexico who were never conquered, because the place where they were living, it was very, very big, and they were the only tribes that remained from the Indians, from the pre-classic, from the Mayans, living in that area.
Maria Luisa is president of the board of the Navalom, a scientific and cultural institute set up 60 years ago to protect the culture, traditions, and environment of the Lacandon. In the 1970s, she tells VOA, the Mexican government began paying the Lacandon for rights to log timber in their forests. She says the government built roads, which helped expand farming and logging, but led to severe deforestation. She says Indians from other communities were brought into the Lacandonian jungle, and they introduced cows and agriculture, which added to the problems.
So what we are trying is to teach them different ways of living in that area without affecting the jungle, which is at this moment very difficult because there is no many ways to do it. As a matter of fact, one of the projects we developed is the ecotourism for people to come and to see this wonderful site where the Quetzal used to live and everything.
The Quetzal is the royal bird of the Maya. Relatively few tourists go to the Lacandon jungle because it is so remote and difficult to reach. This is a problem because the indigenous people derive much of their income from selling handicrafts to tourists. Luisa worries about their future.
This moment they are in big risk of disappearing because many of them are moving to another community which will offer at this moment better opportunities of living. We cannot save the jungle if we don't save the people. So we have to save the people first and teach them and work with them for them to learn how to protect the jungle.
The Lacandonians as an ethnic group is diminishing. There are only 1,100 people in the three communities. They are losing their customs. Many of the men are shedding their white tunics, cutting their hair, and speaking Spanish instead of Mayan. Their society is one in which men have all the rights and women practically none. Some girls get married as young as 9. They have between 2 and 5 children. The community has problems of domestic abuse, alcohol, and drugs. Yenner Rodas Trejo is chief of the Department of Wildlife and the Environment. He says there are genetic problems as well because of too much inbreeding, which causes mental retardation, among other ills. Trejo says the Lacandon are aware of this, and increasingly the men are marrying women from other ethnic groups. He says that will ensure their survival as a people, but not as a culture. Lisa Schlein for VOA News.